Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you ready to advance your career in the pulp and paper industry? Freeman Staffing specializes in pulp and paper positions and the placement of engineers of all disciplines, from production supervisors and managers, mill managers, maintenance engineers and managers, project engineers and managers, process engineers and managers, to corporate executives, North America wide. Freeman Staffing can help you find the best job opportunity in the industry. Contact Freeman Staffing at 800-221-9629. That's 800-221-9629. Or visit them at www.freemanstaffing.com to look at current opportunities. That's FreemanStaffing.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 18th of July, 2016. Just one more. When I obtain a new phone or computer, one of the wonderful attributes I thoroughly enjoy is how clean it is. By clean, I mean that it is not cluttered with files, apps, and so forth. However, soon, due to my curiosity and impulsiveness, it is a cluttered mess. I would say the same thing happens with offices. I've been in my current office for 11 years and it has become a collection of items of all sorts I simply cannot live without. My best friend, a great disciplinarian and an obsessively clean person, kicks in once in a while and I scour my office to close to his standards. However, that is not often and seems to be becoming less frequent with age. In a mill environment, I would perform as a much better example than I do in this independent environment where I work. Speaking of environment and regulations as we are this month, the same phenomenon has occurred here. If one goes to Wikipedia and looks at, quotes, environmental policy of the United States, end quotes, one finds a little table labeled, quotes, major environmental legislation, end quotes. This table chronicles the major environmental laws promulgated in the United States, starting with the first one in 1899. There are 33 line item entries on this list, which also includes major revisions to earlier laws. 14, or almost half of the list, were enacted in the 1970s. 24, almost three-fourths of the list, were enacted since 1969.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Of course, these are just the major authorizing pieces of legislation. The same section in Wikipedia lists 18 departments and agencies of the federal government that either write or enforce regulations coming out of the 33 major laws cited above. We've become like an old computer or an old mobile phone. These 18 departments employ thousands of people, most of whom seem to think their only job is to find ways to write new regulations from permissions to do so they read into wording of the 33 major laws. They do this without ceasing. Consequently, today, the number of regulations with which a business or even a homeowner must comply has reached an incalculable quantity. It is as if one were reading the book of Leviticus and attempting to understand how one properly prepares for the Jewish Sabbath, times 10 million. The regulators, bureaucrats, and their contractors see it to be their sacred duty to write just one more regulation. This leaves us with an impossible task, how to comply with all the regulations and how the new ones that are constantly being foisted upon us are to be complied with as well. In November of 1977, I took a short course at Southeast Missouri State University on running your own business. One of the classes was taught by a lawyer. I have always remembered how he started his lecture. He asked us to pick one object on our person or in the room that was not covered by a legal precedent judgment. We picked combs, handkerchiefs, chairs, walls, lights, you name it. In every case, he could cite law precedent tied to that subject. As he explained, the world we live in today is blanketed in a finely woven web of legal precedent touching everything we encounter. Environmental and safety regulations are the same thing, except we have bureaucrats who wake up daily and decide we need just one more regulation. Now our world is as crowded and cluttered as a 17-year-old's with a 2-year-old iPhone. We need a purge and a fresh new device on which to start over. The sad news is we will not get a new device, and we will not see a slowdown in regulation writing. Unless there is something of a major upheaval, the regulation pile will continue to grow. The other day I read somewhere that the European Union's regulations on cabbage are slightly longer than 26,000 words. I then read where this had been debunked. It is only 263 words, but there is a much broader set of regulations about growing farm produce, which reaches 32,000 words. All I can tell you, when we get to the point we are discussing how many words there are in regulations, there are too many regulations. What do you think? Please take our quiz online this week and give us your opinion. You can take it online. As I have stated continuously in this series, there are some regulations we need to conduct our business in a manner that is safe for our employees. The best of these are short, sweet, and to the point. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.